Tamam sen. Dur kan bakıyorum.
Okay.
Is recording?
It's recording.
Okay, it's Isha speaking. You know it's me, right?
I have to edit it out.
Edit that out, that's great.
Okay.
You want people to know it's me?
Yeah, I want people to know it's you.
Okay, so it's me. Isha, okay, you're speaking from Yerushalayim. Yeshivat Chutz Shel Chesed, and we're going to learn today Likutei Halachot. Rabbi Natan. רבי נתן writes about Torah Vav. Likutei Moran, Torah Vav, the sixth Torah of Likutei Moran, is a Torah that, about Elul, the month of Elul, about doing tshuva. Rabbeinu defines it in a very different way than the whole world. We learned the whole Torah already here in this year. Now we're going to learn Rabbi Natan on the Torah. We're learning Rabbi Natan, Choshem Mishpat, הלכות הונאה, הלכה ג' פרגף ב' עיקר ההתחזקות שיזכה להישאר קיים על מעמדו לעולם לקיים ממשק שמיים שם אתה להציע שאול הנקה and main התחזקות a person has to have what's התחזקות a person has to have? Strengthen himself to stay in a place as to know that when he goes up Hashem is there with him. And there's still a lot more to go. Like we learned from the pasuk, Mesak Shamayim Sham Ata. When you go up, you have to know Hashem is still Sham, far away. Tzia Sheol Ineka. When you go down to the low places a person falls to, you know Hashem is Ineka, he's right there with him. Le'echoz Atzmo B'Hashem Yitbarach Tamid. To hold himself with Hashem Yitbarach always. בכל הנפילות והירידות שבעולם all of the falls in the world all the downs in the world אפילו בשעות תחתיות ממש and even the lowest lowest places שעות תחתית לא יתייאש את עצמו בשום אופן שבעולם shouldn't despair himself anyway ממש don't get despair you don't get יאוש הוא על ידי תפילה how do you do all this? it's only through תפילה There's no other key. A person can do mantras, he can do that. לא יעזור לו. He needs tefillah to speak with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. כי עיקר התשובה היא תפילה. The main tshuva that everyone has to do is tefillah. כי על פי התורה, לא היה לבעל העבירה שום תקנה בעולם, כמובן בדברי רבותינו זאת. Just according to the simple Torah, the halacha, the Torah, the person has no hope. There's no hope, no fixing. So many avirah, so many things. No chance in the world to get the tshuva. Aval, the big aval, the big but. Hashem Yitbarach chafetz chesed. He wants kindness. Hu rotze b'tshuva, b'kdim tshuva la'olam. Hashem, before he created the world, he created tshuva. Tshuva hi lemala min haTorah. Tshuva is higher than Torah. Shesham b'chinat tshuva, itapech hakol letova, uzdonot v'pachim u'zchiyot. Because really, If someone does tshuva me'ahava, and Rav Arush said that someone does tshuva, does this every day, it's considered tshuva me'ahava. Right? He's coming to Hashem to do tshuva, not waiting for something to happen to him. He right away goes to Hashem to do tshuva. Right? It says that someone does tshuva me'ahava, even the sins that he did, the chavana he did intentionally, they turn into merits. Who could understand? Who could imagine such a thing? So, Rav Shimon Teichner, the big Rav in Breslev, he's one of the first people who taught me how to learn Likutei Moran. So he gave an example to this, that a person has a very precious diamond, it costs a lot of money, very precious. And then someone comes and makes a dent or a scratch in a diamond, now the diamond is worth a lot less. So what are you going to do with it? Alright, that's like a sin in a diamond. The sham of the diamond is like a sin. There's a scratch in the diamond. And then you bring it to the mumche, to the expert, and he makes out of that scratch, he makes another scratch next to it, and something like that, and makes like a nice flower out of it. Beautiful. Now it's worth a lot more than it was worth before the scratch. That's how it is when someone does tshuva me'ahava. When he does that avera, he blemished in the neshama. Right? And then he does tshuva me'ahava, he's like bringing it to the expert, right? And he makes it this into a beautiful flower. And now this scratch is part of the beautiful flower. You don't see as it's not as a scratch anymore. Now it's a lot, it's valued a lot more. Beautiful mashal. Beautiful mashal. Rav Shimon Teichman. Yeah, we said this. The main tshuva is tefila. That's why if someone thinks he's doing tshuva, but he's far away from tefila, he's not doing tshuva. Tshuva is tefila. Tefila, gam kelim alam haTorah. What is higher, tefila or Torah? Depends who you ask, right? Tefila or Torah? What is higher, learning Torah or davening? What is higher?
Tefila.
Tefila is higher. Well, depends who you ask, like we say. Might go across the street to other yeshivas and might tell you, what? Tefillah? What are you talking about? But Rabbeinu teaches us in many places, in the Kutim Aram, that tefillah is much higher than Torah.
Why do you say Tamut
HaGaikula? And Tamut HaGaikula.
What?
Connected all the mitzvahs. And tefillah is still higher than Torah.
So why is not tefillah connected to
Torah?
What's the question? He says that. It says in the Mishnah, Talmud Torah connected kula. It doesn't say tefillah is connected kula. Right? Talmud Torah is connected kula. Because maybe because
I think what Rabbeinu says that there's two types of tefillah. There's tefillah which is low, and there's tefillah which is higher. Tefillah which is low is like when a person's asking, give me this, I need before, I need this, I need that, I need parnas, I need whatever I need. Like this, that, that's below. Tefila of Kedusha, tefila for Torah, that's even higher. Because you're moving, it's not only Torah, it's like you're moving it up. You realize some people they learn Torah, unfortunately. I mean, Halavai we should learn also. But they can learn Torah, okay. New Hasagas, new Ruch Hashem, new Havana, new understandings, new insights, new pleasure, the soul gets pleasure. But when you're davening, that Hashem should give you his Torah, and that's higher because you're connecting. You really need, it's not just I'm having a good time. It's like I know I'm getting it from Hashem, not just
connecting it to the source.
Yeah.
Very nice. כי תפילה היא דברים העומדים ברומו של עולם. תפילה is stuff which is standing מעל הכל. תפילה, right? ברומו של עולם. כמו שאמרו רבותינו ז"ל. שהוא בחינת נסתרות שבתורה למעלה מן התורה. כמו שכתוב בתורה חותם בתוך חותם, סימן לך בית העין שם. It's the hidden part of the Torah. תפילה is the hidden part of the Torah. It's hidden from me what this means. Even the hidden part of the Torah. Right? The hidden part of the Torah. ועל כן, מי שרוצה לשוב להשם יתברך באמת, one who truly wants to return to השם יתברך, עיקר התשובה השלמה היא על ידי תפילה. תשובה שלמה, of course you have to leave the sin, right, and regret, and all the Rambam says how to do תשובה, right? But the main, how do you do that? Is through תפילה. Like you said before, connected to the source, connected to the engine that will move you to do anything. דהיינו, what does that mean? שהתפלל תמיד להשם יתברך, and always the daven to הקדוש ברוך הוא, שירחם עליו מעתה ויצילהו מעוונות. From now on, Hashem will have mercy on him and save him from sinning. כי באמת, כל אדם הוא בסכנה גדולה ועצומה בזה העולם. In truth, a person, every person in this world is in a great, great danger. Especially about תשובה. Right? Someone who already sinned so many times. Right? And they tell, even though he left everything, they tell us still, what? You left me? I was your Rebbe for many years. What happened? I'm not a good Rebbe anymore. But he's finding a different Rebbe. He's jealous. Yeah. And he tries to pull us back. כמו שאמרו אותנו זה, כל מה שאדם רוצה להתגבר על הבעל דבר, הוא מתגבר עליו ביותר. גדול בחברו, יצור גדול ממנו, כמו שאמרו אותנו זה. Right? The higher you get, the Yetzer gets even bigger. The higher you get, the Yetzer gets even bigger than you. What are you going to do? Oh yeah, I'm Yehush. Let's leave, right? No, so let's see. Like we see, בחוש, two people are fighting each other, כשרואה אחד שחברו מתגבר עליו, אז אני מתגבר ביותר, when one sees his friend, overcome, they're playing, what's it called? Arm wrestling.
Arm wrestling,
right? and someone's almost getting down, suddenly he gets his powers to push him back. Right? Isn't it bad? That's the Yetzer Hara, right? He sees that we're doing more mitzvahs. What is this? And right away he tries all his might. Right? So how is a person going to do tshuva? How is he going to do tshuva? How? The Gemara already teaches us that b'chol yom yitzro sh'adam yitgaber alav. Every day, the Yetzer Hara of a man overcomes him. He can't overcome the Yetzer Hara. No one's going to come and complain to the person why he didn't overcome his Yetzer Hara. But Shabbat is not going to tell him why. He's not going to tell him why he didn't overcome the Yetzer Hara. What is the Shabbat going to tell him? Why didn't you ask for help? Why didn't you ask for help? I could help you. That's the only claim Shabbat was going to have against us. Why didn't you ask for help? And if you ask for help, he's not going to come in any claims. I diamond. Every day I went, I diamond, I asked for it. You start from me, okay? Not going to be judged. You chuba every day, you continue. Not going to be judged for the averes. Akena ikar utfila v'itbodedut. The main thing is tfila and itbodedut. Shetzarich le'argil et atzmo. A person has to get himself used to itbodet. Do itbodedut. Bechol yom v'yom, every single day. Beno leben kono. Between him and his creator. That's the main part of itbodedut. That Kadosh Baruch Hu will merit, give us the merits, the zchuyot, to return to Hashem Yitbarach, to return to Him. That's the main part of doing tshuva. That's what tshuva is all about. How do I return to Kadosh Baruch Hu? That's the main part of itbodedut. Right? The person thinks he goes to itbodedut in order to get his parnasa fixed up, or his shidduch fixed up, or whatever. It's not the main thing of itbodedut. They also ask, all you need to come in. But the main part of it is to put you straight on the line. One second, what am I doing in the world? What am I doing in the world? Am I connected to this bubble through what I'm doing in this life or no? Today, the past 24 hours, did I connect to this bubble through what I did? Something, yeah, something there. How was my davening? How was my not davening? What did I do in my spare time? To remember, I don't know how long I have still living on this earth. I don't know when's the last day. No one knows, right? So I want to do the best. Every day I want to do the best. ולהפיל תחינתו לפני השם יתברך, חמדי רחמים, בכל עת שיזכהו לשוב בתשובה שלמה באמת. Right? To plead in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's full of mercy. All the time to plead in front of him that he will give us the zchus to do תשובה. תשובה שלמה באמת. ואפילו, he's talking to me, look. אפילו אם רואה שאינו פועל בתפילתו. He sees that he's davening. For 10 years, every day he's davening for one thing, and his tefillah is not going anywhere. No results, no results. He still falls in the same sin that he's davening for. כי עדיין מתגברים עליו, still they're overcoming him, they're still overcoming. אף על פי כן, יעשה את שלו ויתפלל תמיד לשם יתברך, אולי יחוס, אולי יחוס, he still has to do what he needs to do. I have to daven. My obligation, you see that a person's obligation is to ask for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's his obligation. The result is not our obligation already. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu is responsible for the results. If we're responsible, we have to go and want and ask for it. Yearn for it. Whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to continue, he doesn't want. And that's why even when someone, if he's davening for something, he's still full, he'll be depressed because of it. He was davening harder. Make a difference. Like, you know the mashal I said it a few times, with the factory, this guy had a factory with barrels. But the barrels had a hole in the bottom. Had holes. And he hired the workers and he said, listen, your work is take water from the
faucet.
Yeah, Mayan, whatever, and fill up the barrels. I don't know if it's Rabbeinu or Tamid Rabbeinu says this mashal. So, first day we were working and they saw the water's always falling out. Yeah. So it says there that the stupid ones, right? They said, what are you, crazy? He's nuts, this guy? I'm not working for this guy, he's a nutcase. And they left. And the smart ones said, I don't know, he asked me to put water from here to here. I'm doing that and I get a paycheck, so. If he loses, it's not my problem, right? That's my one. That's us. You have to choose. A person says, I am full of holes, not doing anything. Right? All my mitzvahs, they go, I'm not going to learn. Why? Because I learned somewhere that if you go outside and you see a woman after you learn Torah, all the learning goes to sitracha. So I'm not going to learn anymore. That's the guy, that's the stupid people which have holes in the barrels and say, oh, we're not working. What have to do with that? You have to do what you have to do. You have to do what you got to do. And the Rebbe will do what he has to do. He's the Baal HaBayit. We're just workers. We're just employees. We work in this company. It's called the world. We work here on Earth. We're in a department called Earth. Right? We work here. What's the name? Okay. Like we say in the pasuk, David Hashem Arivi Yishi, like we say the Ashkenazim say now until after Shmini Atzeret. It says Kavel Hashem Chazak Ve'Avet Tzivecha VeKavel Hashem. Why twice? So Rashi says Kavel Hashem and Daven, and if he doesn't answer, you still Kavel Hashem Daven more. We have to Daven, right? Chazal say this. Rashi means now. Chazal say Im Wa Adam Shitpalel Lo Na'ana Yachzor Bitpalel. A person sees he davened and he wasn't answered. Continue davening. Daven again. Makara. I have a friend, I said this story a few times. Yitzchak Cohen, you know, he told me the story. Yitzchak Cohen, the carpenter?
Yeah.
So he told me that he was a bachur here in the yeshiva for many years and he couldn't find a shidduch. He couldn't get married. He didn't want to get married. He did all the gevuras in the world. Everything. 6 hours in. And on the Tzion and Uman and the 40 days in the Kotel and Shirat Hayam and all the Zgulas he could find. And he couldn't find a Shidduch. He know what to do already. So he went to Rav, oh, the Rav, no, I had enough already. Move my Shidduch. I did this and this, tell the Rav all he did. And the Rav said, Yitzchak, I'm very disappointed in you. He says, why? He says, you did all this and you're complaining? Because right? The point is not the result, the point is what you did, the action you did. Hashem, he's married, he has kids. See, it's like, yeah, you're downstairs, you go and ask him. But he told me this, and it's an amazing lesson. Amazing lesson. No, the lesson is to be happy with the way. Our point is not the goal. The way is the goal. The way is the goal itself. The struggle is the goal.
The goal is the way.
The goal is the way, the way is the goal. It goes both ways. It's like multiplying. Multiplying goes both ways. All right, multiplying goes two times one times two. Same. Mikol zman she'en adam chazak b'da'ato sh'tamid yekavel Hashem v'atir elav af im yavor alav ma adayin en tshuvato shlema. Right? Until a person doesn't know strong in his heart that whatever happens he's yedavet Hashem, he has to continue davening. When a person knows, now I'm always David Hashem, he knows, he's sealed in that place, fine, he can start climbing down and everything. But I think it's a few, what's called the Shnot O, I said in Hebrew, in English. Many years until we get up there. Okay? Mi yodea ma yoled yom, ulai yavoh alav nisayon mikshol, mi yodea yom gishar mechama. But if a person was strong, that no matter what kind of falls, I don't care, this fall, that fall, doesn't make a difference to me. I am serving Hashem. I am going to daven. I'm going to work. It doesn't make a difference where I go, what I fall. Achbatli. Disconnect yourself from the imagination. Kadosh Baruch Hu's reality. Kadosh Baruch Hu's everywhere. And that's all. No. Yeah, for sure, we'll do tshuva at the end, complete tshuva. Why? Because he's always with Hashem. Like Rabbeinu said himself, Rabbeinu said, you see, right? You see, everyone sees me like I'm a big tzaddik, I'm a holy tzaddik, everything. Afal pichen, Rabbeinu said, this is the words of Rabbeinu. Even if I would have transgressed now a big avera, a great avera, I wouldn't have fallen from my das at all. Only I'll have been a happy man, a kosher man, a regular man, and afterwards I'll do tshuva. But first I'll be just a kosher man, a regular. It doesn't make a difference. Why what I did before has the effect of what I'll do afterwards? What I did before was before, and what I do now is now. יש ברוך הוא נאו, can help me. ועל כן, I'll connect the over, we're going to the beginning here. ועל כן, גאולה ראשונה היה אחרי ההפסק. The first גאולה from מצרים, there was a break afterwards. What does that mean? We were, went to exile afterwards. I went to Bavel after the first חורבן בית המקדש. The first בית המקדש. כן? וגאולה האחרונה, which is that aspect of Torah. Because I'm still have in the first geula we see the Torah and the second right and but the last geula is tefila. First geula is Torah and the last geula is tefila. Ki ikar like the Rabbeinu says in Torah bet, you know that ikar klei zayno Hashem Mashiach tefila. The main weapon that Mashiach is going to use is tefila, prayer. Ki Mashiach Mashiach will build us what? The Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash is what? Place of Tefillah. Mosh Katuv, Ki Beisi, Beis Tefillah. It's in the Pasuk. My house has a Tefillah. Mosh Mashiach ben David. Ki David hu b'chinat chalut ha'tefillah sh'bnei Yisrael sh'nitpa'alim elav. Top. Right? David HaMelech is Tefillah. He composed Sefer Tehillim. Right? His whole thing is Tefillah. His whole thing is also Tshuva, because we know with Batsheva and everything. He says, why the... Kibyochel fell with Batsheva, we're going to make more of that, he didn't sin. Right? Just to teach us the ways of Tshuva. So, I heard a CD, Rav Arush, don't fall, it's called. We have it in English also. It's called Don't Fall in English. And at the end of the Shir, it was a Shir about this Torah that we're learning now. And at the end of the Shir, someone was asking him, but it says, David HaMelech says, Lechatasi negdi tamid, my sin is always in front of my eyes. How do you explain that? So Rav Arush said, when you have only one sin, you can have always in front of your eyes. When you have so many, it's dangerous. You might get depressed. Yeah. En chokma, get this strong. En chokma, ve'en tvuna, ve'en etza, la'amod neged abal davar. There's no wisdom and no way of standing against the Yetzer Hara. Ki'im al-edei tefila. Only three tefila. Through this, one merits all the etzos, all the advice in the world, all the ways of salvation. He'll be out of everything. Right? To go out, especially the galus of the nefesh, a person's personal galus, to return to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ze she'amar David HaMelech alav ha'shalom. That's what David HaMelech said. Tachat ahavati istenuni v'ani tefila. She'kol ma she'ani ohev biyoter et Hashem Yitbarach ve'rotze leitkarev elav Yitbarach. The more a person wants HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he loves HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he wants to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HEM MASTINIM ALAV YOTER. Right? The more he wants, the Yetzer Hara gets even stronger against him. Okay? But, how is he going to get close to him? It says at the end of the Pasuk, VA'ANI TEFILA. But, I'm TEFILA, I'm prayer. Okay? ANI ETPALEL TAMID LA'HASHEM MITBARACH, I will always pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, SHIYOTZIENI MIN HASHEOL TACHTIT, they'll take me out of the bottom places, regardless where I fall. I need to pray tamid Hashem Baruch Pinat v'ani tefila. David did not say I will pray. He said I am prayer. That's my whole essence. It's prayer. Moshe Katuv v'ani tamid ayachel v'osafti kol tilatecha. She'osif v'chol pan omar teilim u'tchinot u'bakashot ulay rachem. Every day I'll add more and more all the time. Maybe now Hashem will take me out. Maybe now Hashem will take me out. And every prayer gets you close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So already you're in the salvation. Tov. Ve'alken. Ve'alken lo matza shum adam et mekom ha-bet ha-mikdash ad sheba David ha-melech alav ha-shalom she'agav et arach meod ad she'matza makom la-Hashem shu nekudat ha-even shtiyah mekom ha-bet ha-mikdash. We see that who found the foundations of Beis HaMikdash? David ha-melech. No one else. David HaMelech, which is Tefillah, he founded the foundations of Beis HaMikdash. No one else. Before did it, not Abraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov. Who found the foundations of Beis HaMikdash? Who did it? Nevin Shlomo HaMelech. David HaMelech built the foundations of Beis HaMikdash. Like it says, Zechor Hashem et David, es kol unoisoy, asher nitba l'Hashem. Ad imtza makom l'Hashem. Ki ad David HaMelech alav ha-shalom, until David HaMelech alav ha-shalom, lo haya tefillah b'shlemut. Prayer was not b'shlemut, wasn't complete yet. כל התפילות נקראים השמו כוסיתי תהילים. All the תפילות is called after David HaMelech. He's the Baal Tefillah. Okay? כי כל תפילותיו של דוד, שהוא ספר תהילים, All the prayers of the Melech, which is ספר תהילים, הכל היה בשביל שיזכה לקיים את התורה בשלמות, שהיא כלולה מחמישה חומשי תורה. Why? Why is there five books in theorem? It's correspond to the five חמישה חומשי תורה. How do you fulfill the חמישה חומשי תורה? Through תפילה. You cannot fulfill the חמישה חומשי תורה without תפילה. You cannot. Definitely cannot be בשמחה without תפילה. To learn Torah and everything will be... מחמד שכל עבודתו של דוד היה תפילה. Since all the work of David Melech was תפילה, therefore he merited what he merited to receive. Therefore he found the foundation of Beis HaMikdash. Because Beis HaMikdash is the place of prayer. כי כל זמן שאין אדם זוכה לתפילה בשלמות, as long as a person does not merit to reach תפילה בשלמות, עדיין אין לו מקום להשם, עדיין אין לו עבודת זאתה. There's no room for Hashem in him. No foundation. Only tefillah will be foundation to build Hashem in him. Okay? He must take the Torah, even if he's learning Torah all day. He said he's going to stay in the Torah world. Okay? Who knows what all kinds of games. Many people, he brings down here, many people learned so much with Asmada for years, learned in yeshivas. And then one day they left it all. What happened? Right? Averod, all kinds of things. Ma kara? Why? Lacking only one thing. The connection with the Torah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How do you do that connection? Through tefillah. Like we say, always say this, that Faminat also reminds us that we know the head is the knowledge and the heart is the will. What you want is in the heart. Right? We have to connect what we know to what we want. Connect. And you can do it through Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is narrow. Egypt also means narrow. The head is wider and the body is wide. In the middle we have a narrow place, neck, right? And we have to go through this narrow place. And but the problem, there's someone sitting here in the back, it's called Oref. Oref is the back of the neck, which is the letters of Paroi. Paroi is sitting here in the back in Mitzrayim, in a narrow place, and he does not letting the knowledge go down to the heart. How we know how to leave Mitzrayim? They screamed, Ha'itzakub Yisrael Hashem, they yelled, hold out the Kadosh Baruch Hu. To give him Yeshua. So that's how a person, he's learning all this Torah, how does he connect to what he wants in life? Right? Through yelling out here, through this part, the narrow part. That's how you go through Mitzrayim. Go through the narrow part, through pulling out the Kadosh Baruch Hu. The voice, the vocal cords are here, right? Not here, not here, not here. Why? They teach us that that's how we connect the Das to the Lev. So Zal Hashem, Yiratzon, that will all connect.
When Natan uses the word prayer, does he mean does he include like the three prayers that we do daily, every day?
Of course.
With a lot of kavana. Plus his body.
Yeah. The main thing he's talking about is Buddhism.
Both?
The main thing is
the main thing he's talking about is his body.
Yeah.
Our personal prayer.
Yeah. Personal prayer, yeah. Yeah. So we'll stop here.